Matt, you've designed this very gentle garden, feel-good garden, in celebration of the NHS 70th birthday. And it's certainly very popular. People are taking advantage of it, aren't they?
They are, and it's really lucky. This is our fourth Chelsea garden, the first one where we've been able to welcome the public in. And although we're not in the competition, it's not up for an award because it's the IHS garden. It's really quite satisfying to see the reactions of the public and how they're interacting and engaging with the garden.
I know you have won several awards before, so it is a bit frustrating, isn't it, not being able to?
It is. It's a bittersweet experience. In the first instance, you don't have the pressure of permanently thinking about what you might get rewarded with and what the award may be and losing sleep and all the rest of it. But at the same time, we finished the build and we've put just as much effort in and time in as everyone else, so it'd be quite nice to be judged. But having said that, we don't get judged by a small group of our peers, we're still being judged by everyone that walks around it and looks at it.
I think green space, it's very true that it can make you happy. I love my garden.
It can, and that's what we've tried to do with this space. Is it's all about promoting health and wellbeing through horticulture, and this garden especially, we needed it to be one that does relax people, it does calm people, and people feel compelled to walk into it and move around at their own pace and meander through the space, interacting and engaging with the textures in the planting.
And you're designing one for Wisley as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. That's where the Chelsea garden has drawn inspiration from. I've been working on Wisley for a number of months, and it's a much larger space, about an acre in total, and it's tagged the wellbeing garden, and that's... It's going to be the new National Centre for Science and Learning, so we're working in close nature, I guess, with the science department. And what's amazing about that space, and it could end up being groundbreaking, is we're going to test members of the public. So we're going to plug them into monitors and physically see how the body reacts to certain design principles that we've implemented.
Gosh, that's so interesting. I must say, looking at the stonework round here, I've got a piece of stone that my husband designed in my bedroom, and it makes me feel good. But I've watched people looking at your beautiful stone designs here.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we wanted to do. If we can create something beautiful for people to look at and change the textures and make them feel compelled to touch and run their hands through the planting, then we'll distract them from their everyday thought process. And if we can do that, we can reduce stress levels and anxiety, and in turn give them a nice, calming, relaxing experience as they move through the space.
And the Rosebank landscaping design in Richmond, tell me a little bit about that.
So that's the company I own with one of my best friends, Cam. I've known Cam for 21 years, and we've been in business for around about 8 years now. The reason it's in Richmond is we were brought up around Richmond, Twickenham, went to school in Twickenham, and made sense to have a shop front. So it's slightly different to the way other people do it, but we like to do things differently, and what it does is attract the local demographic. We have a presence on the high street, so they can physically see into the studio, see the work we're doing, and we engage that way with the local community.
And just lastly, can you describe some of the plants in this beautiful garden here?
Of course. So we've created a palette of evergreen and perennial mix. So the evergreen at a lower level we've got Pittosporum to Byronanum, so really, really structural in form, leathery green leaves that set a lovely backbone to the whole planting scheme. Other evergreens in there are dwarf pine, so Pinus mugo, and then towering over the top of the garden, got these beautiful gleditsi or honey locust trees, and at the back Katsura or Sasidophyllum. And the reason for using trees with such clear stems is for people that suffer from depression or anxiety or stress, they need to have a sense of enclosure and security, and these trees give you a very discreet screen over the top without blocking too much light or any views through the garden. So that works really well.
And I look forward to visiting Wisley.
So do I. I can't wait for it to start. Great ground next year.
Thank you so much.